1920s. An older version might be for the love of Pete, which my grandma used to say. That was her big saying when something went wrong in her day.
Learning stuff like this.
I know. It's fascinating. Oh,
for the love of Pete. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. My grandma used to say that. And once in a while, I'll pull it out if it's like a really weird situation or something really crazy has just happened in our house. Once in a while, I'll say it and Corey will just look at me and he'll be like, what are you, 98 years old? Yes. Yes, I am. Because what else are we going to say in this particular moment in time?
Do you drag out the bee's knees? Oh, it's the bee's knees or
no,
oh
I have
my
not
stars.
Nope, that's, I have not. That's oh my serious. Stars I drag out once in okay. a while, but not bee's knees. It's been quite a few years since I've said that, but all things my grandma used to say. Yeah. It's also Levi Strauss Day. Oh, I love Levi Strauss for the jeans that he gave the world. This actually marks the birthday of Levi Strauss. They were the first company to make jeans. He was born in Bavaria on February 26, 1829. Then he immigrated to New York City in 1848 with his mom and his two sisters. He joined two of his older brothers, Jonas and Louis, who already lived there, in a dry goods business. Then he went to San Francisco in 1853 during the California Gold Rush, and he became the West Coast agent for his brother's company and started his own dry goods business, which he eventually named Levi Strauss and Company. Now, of course, we all know that the jeans were eventually created because that's what gold miners like to wear. They lasted a long time, they were tough, they could kneel in them, and they were really good work pants. But now, I just love to say that I have a collection of them in my closet because they are the most comfortable jeans yet to this day that I will ever wear. So I'm a huge Levi's fan. Always have been. Let's see, what else do we have on this list? National Personal Chef Day. Well, that's what I am to everybody else in this house. So happy day to me. Or if you can, you know, afford to have a personal chef come in, make sure they make you something delicious.
Yeah.
We'll say that. It's Thermos Bottle Day today. Well, who doesn't love a good thermos? My goodness, especially on those cold days when you just want something warm. I always have my water bottle with me. It's a stainless steel, you know, temperature controlled kind of thing. Not a Stanley, by the way. So I don't have a red flag and a dating app quite yet, but thermos bottles are good. Hot chocolate in them is always the best, always.
Do you have like a 3 or 4 gallon thermos then? Because I see some of these kids hauling their thermoses around and it's like, how can you even lift that thing?
I have one. I don't take it with me very many places. That's a camping one that usually goes out with us because I can put a lot of water in it, set it on the picnic table, whatever, and it stays cold throughout most of the day. Yeah. I do love a good thermos though, because who doesn't love hot chocolate in a thermos? It's absolutely delicious. And I remember when I was in grade school, I had to take my own lunch because I was lactose intolerant, and so I had to take my own lunch every day, and I had the best Care Bears lunchbox in the world with the matching thermos, and my mama would make me ravioli in the morning, you know, Chef Boyardee, and she'd put it in my thermos and sprinkle a little mozzarella cheese on it, and then I'd open it up and it was goodness in a thermos in a bottle, and it was the best thing ever. And then she'd put some bread with butter in there, and then she'd always give me fresh fruit and stuff too. So I do love a good thermos.
Sound
a little
nostalgic there.
I was kind of spoiled. I was an only child, so things happened to work in my benefit for most of my life. It's also Tell a Fairy Tale Day today. So if you know you want to make something up or tell one that the kids might not know or haven't heard, pull out the fairy tales. It's a good one. National Set a Good Example Day is also today. I love that as well. I think we should be doing that most every single day. But, you know, if you're going to choose one day out of the year, this would be the day to do it. And then there's not a lot of food ones on this list, but it is National Pistachio Day today.
Okay.
Now, I love a good pistachio. I love to eat them. I particularly love the pistachio layered dessert that I make. That is the best. With an Oreo crumble bottom, then it's pistachio pudding, and then it's like this cream cheese mix with some whipped cream on the top and then crushed walnuts on the top. It's absolutely delicious. It's also the dessert that we learned that my Dexter is allergic to pistachios with because he ate it and he broke out in hives. And that's when we learned Dexter has a tree nut allergy.
But it's just those, right? It's just the pistachios?
As far as we know, he's always just avoided from that time on. We never did any official testing because our doctor was like, just avoid tree nuts and he won't have any issues. So we just always has avoided tree nuts, which is hard for him because he does like pistachios. He loves the taste of them. Now, if he has one or two, he's perfectly fine. So he's lucky. It's nothing major like some people with peanut allergies or anything like that. Uh-huh. So he can have a couple of them, but then we pretty much stop because we know he's going to break out in hives. So, you know, it is kind of what it is. But again, nothing dangerous like some people who have those really awful peanut allergies and stuff like that. It's just a little bit of hives, a little bit of itching, and after about, you know, 12 hours, everything starts to fade and dissipate, so a little bit. So, but no, we avoid those things. And now when I make the pistachio dessert, I make him something completely separate because I'm like, don't touch this. Here's your own little pan of brownies. It'll be fine. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Sunny, warm, and breezy today. Something else you should be celebrating. A high around 63. Partly cloudy down to 40 tonight. Then some sun tomorrow morning. Showers by the afternoon with a high near 66. As we look ahead to Wednesday, that's when things are going to change, though. Colder with some light snow possible. Only 27 for a high on Wednesday. Right now, it's 34.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 Fifth Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Your experience is our top priority at Backroad Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models, just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Install microwave ovens, custom kitchen delivery.
Hits 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. I'm Maddie Jones. We hope you are having a great Monday. It's Pat Benatar now. Love is a battlefield.
We are young.
Closer.
80s, 90s, and more. Max FM.
I've done no harm, I keep to myself. future that I can see. It's just my fantasy.
And more.
99.7.
Fun. Glorious.
Max FM.
You're all I ever wanted. You're all I ever needed. Yeah. So tell me what to do now. Cause I want you.
It's hard to make.
just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard. Their shadows searching in the night. Streetlights, people
and more.
99.7 Max FM.
here. It's 99.7 Max FM. Hopefully you're going to be able to get outside today and enjoy this gorgeous weather. We are talking a high around 63. Oh, I love it. It's like spring already arrived. It's Michael Jackson.
The world upon my shoulder. got nowhere left to hide. It looks like love has finally found me. In my life, there's been heartache and pain. I don't know if I can face it again. I can't stop now. I've traveled so far to change this lonely life. I wanna know what love is. I want you to.
I want to know what love is. There is Foreigner, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for having us on this morning. We hope you're having a great Monday, as good as any Monday can be, that is. Now, I want to look forward to the weekend already because, well, we've got a Brat Fry fundraiser over at People Helping People, and just talking about brats makes everything seem so much better. This is going to be held on Saturday at their headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo from 10 until 2. They're going to be serving up everything that we love about a PHP Brat Fry. The pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joes, grilled brats, Italian sausages, the all beef franks, the chips, the soda, the water. And of course, while you're filling up and having a great meal, you're going to be helping out a good cause. This all benefits their Easter Adopt a Family program that supplies low-income families with all the groceries they need for a full Easter dinner. And we're talking families in Sauk, Columbia, Adams, and Juneau counties. Now, with it being from 10 until 2, if you time this right, you can go in for an early lunch and then head back over before they close for a little snack in the afternoon and get something delicious. Win-win situation when you help out the Easter Adopt a Family program as well. Now, if you want more information about this Brat Fry or any of the other amazing programs that they have over at People Helping People, phpofwisconsin.org. A detailed look at your forecast coming up in just a moment. Warm and breezy today, warm again tomorrow. Then on Wednesday, we plummet right back down to 27 with a chance for some snow. Sean Cable's going to tell you more next here on 99.7 Max FM.
Highway 33 may be closed, but all roads lead to great deals at Pierce's Express Market in Baraboo. This is Craig. To get to us from the west, take 9th Street. From the east, use County T to 10th Street, and from the south, just use Lincoln Avenue. And from the north, bring Jefferson down. The drive might take a little bit longer, but the savings are worth it. Hey, if nothing else, sit in our parking lot and get a front row seat to construction. Open 7 days a week from 4 a.m. to midnight, Pierce's Express Markets, serving the Baraboo area for 99 years.
Okay, guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $29.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication. Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help. 1-800-222-1222. Or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Wildly warm for winter as winds whip out of the south, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, surging our highs under sunny skies into the mid-60s, breaking record daily highs. The heat's on repeat for tomorrow, too, before the storm strikes. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 42.
99.7
really good mix of music.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7.
Best rock, man.
Max FM.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say.
Heaven is a place on earth. There is Belinda Carlisle, Maximum Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for having us on today. We do appreciate it. We're getting ready to kick off another 50-minute music hour. It's our little gift to you on a Monday. Continuous music so that you can have a little dance party at your desk and really just make it through the day, right? Because that's how we feel about a Monday. Hopefully you're loading up on the coffee. Coming up, we've got Rick Astley, also Pete Townsend, the Red Hot Chili Peppers on the way. We get things started next with the Cars and, of course, Finn, who is in to take you through your midday right here on 99.7 Max FM. Have a great rest of your Monday. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center's Health for You is a program designed to help qualified individuals derail the onset of serious illnesses. With Health for You, RAMC will help you achieve weight loss, add physical activity into your life, manage stress, and improve important blood markers, and help you stay motivated to become a healthier you. Health for You may be covered by your insurance. The next program starts soon. Take control of your health. Contact Reedsburg Area Medical Center at 768-6243. AMChealth.com.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
That meeting could have been an email.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
Look at all the things my neck can do now.
At Mattress Firm, we know the right mattress matters. That's why we give you 120 nights to make sure it's right for you or your money back. Plus, you get free and fast delivery. Shop in-store or online at mattressfirm.com. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
99.7
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to rhyme and to hype me? It feels good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such, and this is beat up. You can't touch it. I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man, you can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. You can't touch this.